Well, everybody, welcome to episode 326 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to our good friends at Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Whether you're buying or selling, choosing the right real estate agent is key. With Legacy Realty, you'll work with a dedicated agent from our team of 75-plus professionals who know the Ankeny market like the back of their hand. Our agents provide personalized service to meet your unique needs and goals, ensuring your real estate journey is smooth and successful. As one of the largest brokerages in the area, we leverage the latest tools, resources, and marketing strategies backed by the power of LPT Realty to give you the edge in today's competitive market. At Legacy Realty, it's not just about a transaction, it's about building your legacy. All right, we're going to talk a lot of Ankeny Centennial girls basketball tonight. In a little while, I'll be joined by Jaguars' new head coach, Chris Harkin, and junior guard, Lizzie Beam. But before I have them on, we're going to start with a special guest. He is the former Centennial boys basketball coach who retired at the end of last season following a very successful 12-year run with the Jaguars. And he is here tonight to talk about a special event that will be held during the break between games at the Jaghawk doubleheader on Friday night at Centennial. He is Bob Fontana. Coach, thanks for joining me. How you doing? Hey, well, I know you've been heavily involved in the planning for this event on Friday, and I think it's a great thing that you and the others have put together. So before I ask you any questions about it, I'll just let you talk about it for a little bit. So for people who are coming to the games on Friday, or if they're thinking about coming, you know, what are they going to see between games?
Well, you know, Ankeny basketball went by, like August 10th, we got told to me, I was from a couple months ago. He said, we do something to recognize Coach Fink this year. I said, absolutely. So him and I contacted some alumni and had about four meetings. We just thought it was very important for all the service that Dave Kissinger did for Ankeny basketball from the PG in 1970-71 and to 2013. But we're going to recognize him. We get together before the game, you know, for about an hour and a half, and then all the alumni and family and friends will be going to the game. In between games, we'll be recognizing Coach Kissinger, and we're giving him a couple of gifts, so I'm not going to tell you right now.
Sure.
I want everybody to see. Really look forward to it. We got right now 49 basketball, Ankeny basketball alumni coming back for this event, in addition to, you know, family and friends, and also some former coaches that will be in attendance as well. So I guess I'll wait to hear your questions, and then I can send my permission.
Sure. Well, I'm glad that I can take part in this a little bit on Friday night. It's good that I have some help. I have my reporter. He's going to be covering the girls' game on Friday night. I've got a photographer that's going to be there. So, yeah, I can take part in the little get-together beforehand, and then I can you know, sit with you guys during the girls' game. And then I do need to work a little bit. I'm going to be putting together a video of what's going on, I think, and then I'm going to cover the boys' game. But, you know, of course, I played for Coach Kiss way back in the day myself. And, you know, just the amount of lives that he's had an impact on over the years, it's really amazing. You know, I forgot until I read your script today that that's going to be read on Friday that, you know, he was a city councilman for a while too. I'd forgotten that. But yeah, when you think about all the different roles that he had over the years and just the amount of people that he affected, it's just incredible.
Yeah, you know, and he came in 1977 in school year and as a teacher and a coach. And a lot of people don't know this, but the first few years he actually coached some junior high football. He coached junior high track, but he coached basketball from the 70-71 school year through 2013. And he was in every capacity except for being head varsity coach. He was an eighth grade coach. He was a freshman coach. He was a head sophomore coach. He was a very long-time varsity assistant. And through the service he provided, not only to the basketball program, but he's a teacher. Then he became a counselor. He gets out of education, goes to work for DMAC, but then also he was a city councilman in Ankeny for 8 years. He also was in charge of Project Fresh Start and provided our youth in that community with school supplies and backpacks and that. And then also him and his wife, they ended up for years the prom dress giveaway. So very not only school minded, very civic and community minded. And so it's just very fitting that he's recognized. And I appreciate you podcast being able for us to let people know about that. And then obviously Friday night will be, it'll be enjoyable to get together. We're having the town's clubhouse. I want to do a thank you to Jason Booch and that for setting that up for us. And then he's going to get his game and seeing some faces you haven't seen a lot of them.
Oh, yeah. I'm certainly looking forward to it. I can't imagine Kiss ever said no to anybody. I know back in the day when my kid was in junior high, Jaden went on a trip with a people-to-people tour overseas with a group of probably like 100 kids from around Iowa. And somehow I got roped into being part of the planning committee for part of it. And, you know, we all had to do something. And they're looking for somebody that could come in and talk to the kids just about, you know, just how to behave. And I asked Kiss, and sure enough, he came in and talked to the group. I mean, he I don't think he'd say no to anybody.
No, you know, and I was very fortunate that I got to experience him in multiple ways. Like, so some kids had him as a teacher, some had him as a coach. He was one of my eighth grade social studies teachers that met when he got back in the day. He was my freshman basketball coach. And then he became a counselor at the high school, and then my senior year, he was my counselor. And so then, when I got into teaching, coaching, he always left him and said, hey, if you need anything, let me know, no matter where it's at. And so I'd call him once in a while and you know, pick his brain up. So he was always very giving and very service-minded and selfless individual. And just to think about all the lives he's touched in this community, it's astounding. It's phenomenal.
Well, of course, he retired at the time of the split, and then you became the head coach at Centennial. And then I know he continued to do some scouting for both Ankeny and Centennial because he wanted to be involved with both schools. But I'm sure he was invaluable in that role with you and what he did, you know, to help your staff.
Well, yeah, and I'll never forget the day I was still at Cedar Rapids Kennedy when I got hired. And I was just getting in my car, and he called me, and he let me know that he had assigned as assistant basketball coach at Ankeny. And I said, why? And he goes, well, I'm not going to do that to you. I said, do what? And he said, here's the deal. He goes, I had Coach John Peterson as a student and as a basketball player. And he goes, I had you as a student and as a basketball player. And then he said, I'm not going to pick for you between two knuckleheads. And he said, so anyway, and he told both of us, he said, I will be willing to scout for you. He goes, I will even come do a scrimmage or a practice and scout your team. And he goes, but what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to scout on you for him and him for you. And so that was so kind of him to do that. And he probably did that for, I know he did it through John. John, I think, was for the next few years coach. So, and then he continued to do it for me for a couple more years after that. So greatly appreciated that gesture.
Well, I've had him on the podcast, you know, even in recent years to break down, you know, various basketball topics. And it's amazing, you know, how sharp he still is with the game and everything. And I'm sure when he was scouting for you, I mean, he probably picked up on some things maybe that you didn't see yourself, didn't he?
Well, yeah, and you know what? He would talk into the recorder, wait for style. And then he would email it to me. I mean, it was like a 3-page document sometimes. And it was all, it was mostly about the other team's individual and then just some of their team characteristics. But, and then he'd say, well, he goes, I know you watched the film. So, and so then, but yeah, it was very, very good. Like I said, and very helpful.
Well, we had a chance to meet earlier today, and I talked to a couple of the guys who played on that 1995 state championship team, and they shared with me, you know, what, you know, Coach Kiss meant to them back in the day and how vital he was to their success. And, you know, here's the story that I told. I think I told it to Tim today. I can't remember. I'm getting old. I can't remember. But anyway, my story with Kiss is, you know, when I was in ninth grade, I was kind of a fringe A-B player. So I played mostly on B team, but a little bit on A. So I wasn't with Coach Kiss, you know, all that much, but a little bit, you know, we certainly got along and everything. But then when I finally started my senior year on the varsity, you know, I'm in a game one time, I get the ball in the wing, and to be frank, Coach Ireland didn't have as much confidence in my shooting ability as I did, but I get the ball in the wing. I was probably open a little bit, and I hear this voice behind me, you know, sitting up about two or three rows, shoot it, Danny, shoot it. And he's one of the few people that calls me Danny. He still calls me Danny to this day. So, that just boosted my confidence that somebody like him would tell me to shoot it. And I mean, that's just the kind of guy he was.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? If Coach Ireland stood here today, he would tell you that Kiss was a phenomenal assistant. And I mentioned this today. I don't know if you'd left yet, but we're sitting there and I said, we are very fortunate to have the teachers, the coaches that we had, and the programs we had. And, you know, there was multiple assistants. And I can think like of him and Dale Haney, Don Ager, all these guys, they could have been head varsity coaches.
Oh, sure.
And yeah. So Coach Ireland was very fortunate that he had those guys on his staff.
Yeah. Well, I know you need to get going to the Iowa State game tonight. Was there anything else that you felt like you needed to touch before you head out?
Well, just, you know, what's really nice, I know he came in 1971, but right now we've got alumni count from 1974 up to 2013. And there's some pockets in there, guys that, you know, they don't live right here anymore at Iowa State, but right now, we've got 49 basketball alumni, you know, coming for tonight. It could be more, you know, don't know yet. But, and then, of course, Kiss's family and some of their close friends and then some of the former coaches. I just think it's going to be a real enjoyable night to recognize somebody that deserves more than the small thing that we're doing for
them. Oh, sure. Well, thanks for the part that you played in this whole thing. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to be a part of it. So thanks a lot for coming tonight, Bob, and I'll see you Friday night.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You bet. Welcome to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Revive opened in 2017, is located on the south side of Ankeny near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skincare, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny. It's very supportive of this community. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. All right. Well, joining me right now are a pair of guests from the Ankeny Centennial girls basketball team. To my left is the new head coach of the Jaguars, who made his debut last night as the Jaguars dropped a 65-31 decision at second-ranked Waukee Northwest. He is Chris Harkin. Coach, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks.
And to my right is a junior guard for the Jaguars. She scored a career-high 13 points in last night's game, including 9 in a row for her team during one stretch of the first half. She is Lizzie Bean. Lizzie, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Thanks.
All right. I'm just going to bounce some questions back and forth between the two of you. Coach, let's start with you. Last night's game was obviously a tough one for your team. Having to go on the road against the number two team in Class 5A, you know, was hard enough in and of itself. You know, but the fact that Northwest had the advantage of already having two games under its belt, you know, you really could not have asked for a more difficult opening night, could you?
I know. I was joking around with their ADs the other day. Like, I don't think they like me right away. But no, it's, you know, we take what we have. We talk with the girls before the game. We control the controllables. And you know, we just do what we can. That's what the hands were dealt to us. And so we just did what we could.
And Lizzie, I'm sure you probably expected this team to have some growing pains this season. You were one of only three returning players, along with Rylan Boating and Maisie Smith. So the amount of varsity experience on this squad is very limited. But you probably didn't expect your team to fall behind 18-0 in its very first game. You know, what was going through your mind when Northwest was building its lead? And do you think your team had some first game jitters?
It's not how we probably expected the game to start, but I'm glad that we kept staying in the game and not back.
Well, according to my reporter, Steven Story, that I'll get posted later tonight, freshman Faith Perpich finally got the lid off the basket and scored your first hoop. And then it appears that your team maybe settled in a little bit because the gap at halftime was down to 38-13. Coach, do you think that first basket was kind of a relief for the players and allowed them to settle in and just play?
I think it's a relief for all of us. Just waiting for that first bucket to go in and, you know, not starting the game, I don't think we even had a shot attempt until the first 4 minutes of the game. So just seeing a shot go up early on and then definitely seeing the lid come off when Faith made that layup, it was very relieving for all of us. And I think for the girls, it's like, okay, we can now play. And that those first game jitters for all of them were kind of pushed aside at that point.
Well, Lizzie, you obviously got to your offense going in the second quarter. I know you scored on a drive to the hoop. You made some free throws, and then you hit a three-pointer, you know, in that 9-0 run that you had for your team. As one of the leaders on this squad, did you just take it upon yourself to kind of step up in that situation when you guys were struggling to score some points?
Yeah, I thought that it was something that just to help get our team going, because I feel like that sparked people from our team to step up to.
Well, then in the second half, Coach, I know the outcome of the game, you know, had pretty much been decided, but your team was outscored by just 27-18 in the last two quarters. So did you kind of feel like, you know, the further you got into the game, you know, the more comfortable your players got, and you guys actually outscored them 12-8 in the fourth quarter. So that's, you know, something you can build on, I'm sure.
Yeah, they definitely kind of settled in as well. And it's just taken, like you said early on, it's the growing pains of the year. And they're still learning how to develop and how to play with each other, and whether we have, you know, the starting five out there or the next coming off the bench. They were just starting to settle in and getting familiar with each other's mannerisms as they played. So I think that stepped into a lot of it more, and they just felt like, okay, they may have themselves have decided, okay, this game's over, but we're going to compete the best that we can. I'm very proud of them for that.
And Lizzie, many of your teammates were getting their first taste of varsity competition last night, and it came in a pretty hostile environment. How do you think your younger teammates, you know, handled that adversity? Well, Coach, let's talk about some of those newcomers on the team. Faith was making her first varsity start. She finished with 11 points. I know you told me before the season that she would probably be the starting point guard. You know, how do you think she performed?
Yeah, I feel like she is handling it pretty well. It's very hard to play as a point guard in CIML. And, you know, we were originally thinking that Lizzie was going to be our starting point guard. But after a couple of conversations, Lizzie felt a little bit better as the off guard. And so we made the switch after a couple of scrimmages, and last night was her true test, and we feel very confident with her, very comfortable with her taking the point with Lizzie helping out when needed.
And Lizzie, one of the other newcomers is Miley Hatfield, who has returned to the team after not playing last season. She had 4 points, 2 assists, and 3 steals last night. And I know Coach told me earlier that she's one of the fastest players on the squad. What do you think she's going to bring to the team this season?
She's really fast. She brings good defense, strong drives, and tough finishes.
And Coach, along with Faith, you had two other freshmen who saw some action last night off the bench, Alana Newman and Naya Weaker. Hope I'm pronouncing those names right. Sophomore Lydia Michael also played and contributed to basket. You know, how important is it going to be for those three players to make an impact this season? Because you can't just rely on those five starters, can you?
No. Otherwise, they're going to get very tired. However, they may want to say they want to be out there every minute. But yeah. I think Alana's going to be a really big piece for us. She brings height as well. And she's developing in that role. I don't think anyone's really taught her true post moves. And so once she develops and understands that part of the game, she could be a good inside out player, both potentially a 3-point threat when she develops that a little bit more, and then her post moves. And then really it's just anybody else coming off the bench. I think Lydia brings us some strength and some quick decisions on offense with a pretty good shot. And Naya, once her shot starts falling, she's a very big offensive threat for us. And so yeah.
Was this one of the younger teams you've ever had?
Definitely one of the most inexperienced I've had. I feel like always had, I'm trying to think back to Ames and Ankeny Christian specifically years ago. Pretty young teams. I think when I was starting off first couple of years at Ankeny Christian, I think we had maybe one senior, a couple of sophomores in that group, and stuck with them for a couple of years. And when they were all seniors, we kind of developed. So I would probably say in all, it's probably maybe one of my younger ones, maybe not the youngest.
All right. Well, Northwest is a team that went 19-5 last season, and they reached the Class 5B semifinals, and they returned the bulk of that squad this year. Guards Vanna Bilic and Romy Crote each had 13 points to lead the Wolves' balanced attack last night. Lizzie, I'm sure you were matched up against both of those players at times last night. You know, what was your impression of the Wolves? Were they maybe even better than you thought they'd be?
They were going to be good. Like, great players. And they were hitting every shot. Even their bench players stepped up. That's not so good.
All right. And, Coach, you know, things won't get any easier for your team, as you will now host number 8 Ankeny on Friday in the first of the two Jaghawks showdowns. This will be your first taste of the Crosstown rivalry. And, of course, the Hawkettes are off to a 3-0 start, and they're coming off an impressive 65-46 win over number 11 Valley last night. You know, what's going to be the key for your team against Ankeny?
Just play, Eric. You know, rivalry games can be fun at times, but I don't want that to get to our head. And it's just one more game that we go in and compete at the best of our ability and let the outcome take care of itself if we play our game.
Well, this is the third season for Ankeny coach Nate Tobey, and he's still seeking his first win in the series. And Lizzie, since you joined the varsity lineup as a freshman, you know, you've never lost to the Hawkettes. However, those last four games have been decided by an average of just 7 points, so they've all been pretty close. I'm sure Ankeny will be pretty fired up, you know, to come over and beat you on your home court. What have you seen from the Hawkettes, you know, during your preparation for the game?
See, the players.
Yeah, And coach, I've seen most of Ankeny's first three games, and they've been, you know, really impressive. They have a talented freshman of their own, and Allie Aguirre, who's averaging in double figures, and she gives them an inside presence that maybe they haven't had the last couple of years. You know, she's maybe not the first player you have to be concerned about, but you certainly have to account for her, don't you?
Yeah, I think they're starting five. A couple of things that I've seen as well, like, they've probably seen deeper than they have been in the past. So a couple of those games, I've seen them put a pressure on them. They can almost rotate three girls in, three girls out, and not miss much of a beat. So, yeah, I think the freshman brings a lot of different avenues that they haven't had in the past. And, you know, Reagan's also been hitting some shots recently, so she's kind of on fire right now. But you still have Jayla and Ainsley. Kyla's still leading up those starting five. So they're going to be definitely very, very challenging for us. And like you said, like another gauntlet for us to start the season.
Yeah, and Lizzie, after this game, you guys will host Dowling Catholic on Tuesday. And the Maroons, of course, are number three in the preseason rankings. So that will be another huge challenge. You know, considering how young and experienced this team is, you know, would you have preferred to have a little easier schedule at the start of the season?
It's like kind of a tougher schedule at the beginning of the season. We see how it is because it's not going to be an easy game.
And you're going to have to play all those teams eventually anyway, right?
Yeah.
And, Coach, you know, we can't talk about your conference without mentioning number one Johnston, the two-time defending state champion. They're off to a 2-0 start. They've now won 54 consecutive games dating back to 2023. You know, are you glad that you wanted to play them until January 9th?
I kind of feel like we'll just get all the top three teams out of the way right now. But, no, I think Lizzie said it great. I think it's having the opportunity to play probably some of the best in the state right now, gives us opportunities to show, okay, what do we really need to work on? And hopefully using these as learning steps and continuing to grow through these games and take our lumps now, and hopefully maybe the second time we see them play, be a little more competitive.
And Lizzie, how do you see the conference race? You know, do you think somebody will be able to knock off Johnston this season, or do you feel like everybody's going to be battling for second place?
That's a competition.
Well, it should be a fun season. Looking forward to it. I'll be there Friday night. So see you there at the game, guys.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Welcome to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. At Legacy Realty, we combine the best of both worlds, the local expertise of over 75 agents in the Ankeny Metro, with the innovative power of LPT Realty, one of the fastest growing nationwide brokerages. Our agents have the flexibility to tailor their services to meet your needs, and they are equipped with advanced marketing strategies to help you achieve your goals. Looking to buy or sell? Our local agents know the Ankeny market inside and out, and they're here to guide you through every step of the process. Whether you're moving across town or across the country, we have the resources to help you succeed. Legacy Realty of Iowa. Local expertise, national strength, your real estate advantage. Well, I want to thank my guests again for coming in tonight. We had former Ankeny Centennial Boys basketball coach Bob Fontana here to discuss the special event on Friday to honor longtime Ankeny assistant basketball coach Dave Kissinger. That should be a lot of fun. And I also want to thank the two guests from Ankeny Centennial's girls basketball team, Coach Chris Harkin and junior guard Lizzie Beam, for stopping by. Enjoyed that conversation as well. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.